Good evening. It's Eric Berglund, E-R-I-C-K-B-E-R-G-L-U-N-D. I have two comments I'd like to make. First, I want to correct the record on a statement that we've heard tonight several times. I heard it in Franklin the other night. Heard it last year at the fairgrounds in Deerfield. And that's that none of the cost will be borne by New Hampshire, as the line is paid for by Hydro-Québec. That is one piece of the cost, the line and the money paid for it. The real cost, which is what I object to and many other people do in New Hampshire, is the cost to the environment, to conservation lands, to historical and cultural assets, to this state. So please don't use that statement unless it's qualified to mean just what I said. The cost is not borne by the citizens of New Hampshire if we're talking just about the line. And the other comment I have is there was a question posed tonight which compared, I think the question was to compare the environmental impact with the project of Northern Pass as proposed with its full burial. And I was curious to hear what the answer was, and it was a correct answer. The answer that, at least in my view, that a burial of the line in the right-of-way would be more costly environmentally. But I think the real answer is alternative 4A. And my reading of the environmental impact statement prepared by the Department of Energy is very clear in that the environmental impact of that buried line following I-93 and the other and that route as laid out in 4A is very much less than it is with towers down the right of way. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.